The song that was number 3 in our top 500 that you voted for last week, that's Zach Williams and Dolly Parton, There Was Jesus. Starfield, My Generation, and Manic Drive, Thank God I'm Alive. Good morning to you. Annie and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:05.
Hey, good morning. It is time to update your app. We've refreshed the WJTL app with updates for both iOS and Android. Find it wherever you download your apps and restart your listening experience here at WJTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Hope Walks, our friend Steve Robinson. Steve is the marketing and communication specialist for Hope Walks. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Sure. Quick shout out to my lovely wife, Chris, and to my coworkers who are working in their home offices, Scott, Andrew, Aaron, Morgan, Isaac, and Jeffrey.
Tell us about Hope Walks.
Well, Hope Walks is an organization that treats children with clubfoot in Latin America and Africa. Not many people even know what clubfoot is or know that if it's left untreated, it can devastate the life of a child and their family. But with simple treatment and a few $100, Hope Walks frees kids from disability and transforms their lives both physically and spiritually, because we also make that heal their clubfoot, but we also use it as an opportunity to share God's love with them.
And does clubfoot happen more frequently in those areas as opposed to in the United States, Steve?
Well, it happens about every 3 minutes. Someone is born with clubfoot somewhere in the world. It happens the same amount all over the world. However, the number of children in low and middle income countries is greater just because the population density is so much greater in those countries.
Right, and there's probably less resources to take care of them when that happens.
Less resources, and they don't always have the medical attention that understands what it is and can direct them to the right resources. Mm. There's a lot of superstition and blame that happens when a child is born with clubfoot.
We're talking with Steve Robinson of Hope Walks. And Steve, the question that we have asked a lot of ministries that work throughout the world, how has the pandemic and the whole COVID thing impacted what Hope Walks does?
It has impacted us greatly, as many organizations have. So Hope Walks is no exception. But we've been constantly amazed through all of this by God's provision and the generosity of our donors. Some of our plans have been delayed. We were going to open a partner clinic in Sudan. That has been delayed. Our families have impacted. Many of them have lost their jobs and cannot afford transportation to the clinics. And any delay in treatment is can be a hardship. But on the bright side, we see great stories. Pastor Edmund in Burkina Faso, he's one of our parent advisors. He got special permission to break quarantine, drive 59 miles on his motorcycle to deliver a brace to this little girl, Grace. And when his parents was amazed by that and asked why he did that, I love this quote. He said, "I reminded them that it is our duty because of God's love to do everything we could to heal children born with clubfoot." That just really touches my heart every time I read that.
Yeah, wow. That's beautiful. If folks want more information or want to help out, can they visit you online, Steve?
Absolutely. HopeWalks.org. It's as simple as that.
Check it out, hopewalks.org. We'll talk more with Steve coming up on the way. We have music.